Welcome to episode 298 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our study of the book of Revelation. Revelation shows that there will be an end-time deception by Satan that will be so successful that the world will choose to worship the beast and receive its mark. If Revelation 14 verses 1 to 5 tells us that God will have his remnant, those who will take their stand for the Lord when most of the world does not. In the end, people will have to choose, not whether to worship or not. Everyone always worships something, but rather whom to worship. The worshippers of the beast will receive the mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, symbolic of their choice to serve this apostate system with their deeds and or minds. At the same time, the world will witness a great proclamation of the gospel, such as has not been seen since the day of Pentecost. Before the judgments of God are poured out upon rebellious humanity, God will send his warning messages to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, according to Revelation 14, verse 6. God does not want anyone to perish, but all to be saved, which is why Christ's death was for all humanity. The question is, who will accept that provision and who will not? Just before the end, God sends his warning messages, symbolically portrayed in terms of three vocal angels flying in the sky. The Greek word for angel, angelos, means messenger. Evidence from Revelation suggests that the three angels stand for God's people who are entrusted with the end time message to share with the world. The first end time message is the gospel proclamation in the context of the hour of God's judgment that has come upon the world. The gospel is good news about God, who saves human beings on the basis of faith in Jesus Christ and his work for them. The gospel is everlasting because God never changes. His plan was put in place even before we existed. The first angel's message includes both salvation and judgment. It is good news for those who give glory to God and worship him as their creator, but it is also a judgment warning for those who reject the creator and the sign of true worship he has given. The three angels are described as proclaiming the messages with a loud voice. These messages are urgent and important. They must be heard by all because it concerns their eternal destiny. As such, they must be proclaimed to everyone. This proclamation is particularly significant because at the time of the end, the beast will exercise authority over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Satan's deceptive actions, worldwide in scope, are met by the end-time proclamation of the gospel, also worldwide. The three angels' messages are proclaimed by God's people to counter Satan and his end-time allies. The dragon, a symbol of paganism / spiritualism, the sea beast and the false prophet, or lamb-like beast, which both signify complicit religious organizations. They will operate up through the time of the sixth plague. Thus the world is presented with two rival messages, each with the goal to win the allegiance of the people on earth. The call to fear God and give glory to him is proclaimed in the context of the everlasting gospel. A realization of what Christ has done for our salvation results in a positive response to him. In the Bible, fearing God and giving glory to him are closely related. Together, they designate a right relationship with God and obedience to him. To fear God does not mean to be afraid of him, but to take him seriously and allow his presence in our lives. God's end-time people are the ones who fear God. God desires his people to love him
obey him and reflect his character. It is important for God's people to give him glory. Why? Because according to Revelation 14 verse 7, the hour of his judgment has come. The judgment in view here is the pre-Advent investigative judgment, which takes place prior to the second coming. The purpose of this judgment is to reveal whether or not we are truly serving God, a choice made manifest by our works. At the conclusion of this judgment, the destiny of every person is decided, and Jesus will bring his reward to every person according to his or her deeds. Judgment in Revelation 14 is a part of the gospel. To those who are in a right relationship with God, judgment is good news. It means vindication, salvation, freedom, and eternal life. However, it is bad news for the disobedient unless they repent and turn to God by accepting this end time judgment hour message. God does not want anyone to perish, but all to come to repentance. Revelation shows that the central issues in the last crisis of Earth's history will be worship and obedience to God, as revealed in keeping his commandments. The people of the world will fall into two groups, those who fear and worship God, and those who fear and worship the beast. The central concept of the first four commandments of the Decalogue is worship. Revelation indicates that these commandments will become the standard of loyalty to God in the final crisis. The final conflict between Christ and Satan plainly will revolve around worship and the first four commandments. The second angel's message announces the fall or apostasy of Babylon, and it identifies it as a false religious system. In Revelation 17 verse 5, Babylon is said to be the mother of harlots. The end time Babylon in Revelation is a union of false religious systems. These systems will be leveraged by the devil himself against God's people. This apostate religious union will reflect the arrogance of ancient Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar in exalting itself above God, seeking to take his place in this world. The message of the second angel warns God's people that this wicked system will depart further and further from the truth and will seek to snuff out the light of the end-time gospel message. Revelation 17 pictures end-time Babylon as a harlot making people on the earth drunk with her wine of immorality. The wine of Babylon refers to the false teachings and the false gospel offered by this apostate religious system. Compromise, opting for tradition over truth, embracing a progressive view of scripture or theology at odds with God's intentions. In the Old Testament, the outpouring of God's wrath is described symbolically as drinking wine from a cup. The severity of the judgment upon the worshippers of the beast is expressed as drinking the wine of the wrath of God that is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. In ancient times, people often diluted wine with water to reduce its intoxicating strength. But the wine of God's wrath is described as unmixed. The unmixed, undiluted wine represents the pouring out of God's wrath in its full strength without mercy. Father, help us to fear you and give you glory. Help us to worship and be faithful to you and not to the beast. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.